So which modal should you choose? Modals can be difficult for English language learners because many of them have different uses. They have different meanings. Listen as you read along in this table to learn about the meanings of modals, one-word modals, phrasal modals, and to hear some example sentences. To make a polite request or ask permission or give permission, the modals that are used are can, may, could, will, and would. For example, can I play tennis? This is an informal request for permission. Can is often used in informal situations, for example, if you're talking to a good friend, a family member, or somebody that you have an informal relationship with. A more polite way to ask permission would be to use may. May I play tennis? Or could I borrow your pen? Will you please help me? Would you please pass the salt? This one is very polite. To express necessity, something that is necessary or required, we have three choices. Must is a one-word modal. Have to and have got to are phrasal modals. They really mean the same thing, although must is a little bit stronger. I must go to work tomorrow. I have to go to work tomorrow. I have got to work hard tomorrow. All of these sentences express necessity or a requirement. To express advice or suggestion, we use could, should, ought to, and had better. You'll see that could is the weakest word to express advice or suggestion. Should and ought to are a little bit stronger. Notice that the GH is silent, ought to. And had better is the strongest modal used to give advice or a suggestion. So the weakest sentence would be, she could have chicken or fish for dinner. A little bit stronger sentence would be, she should accept the invitation, or she ought to accept the invitation. And the strongest sentence would be, she had better get to work on time today. It's almost like a threatening kind of sentence. She had better get to work today on time, or she might be fired. To express obligation or an expectation, we use the phrasal modal be supposed to. So remember, when you see the word be, you have to conjugate it. Is, are, was, were. Example sentences are, parents are supposed to take care of their children. That is the expectation. She is supposed to come over to help me tonight. To express ability, we can use can or be able to in the present tense. And in the past tense, we need to use be able to or could. For example, John can run fast. John is able to run fast. Both of those sentences mean the same thing, and they are in present tense. To express ability in the past, you would, with a one-word modal, you would use the word could. John could run fast when he was a child, but he can't now. Another way to express past ability is to conjugate the verb be in be able to into the past tense. For example, John was able to run fast when he was a child. Repeated action in the past. For this meaning, we would use either would as the one-word modal or used to as a phrasal modal. For example, my mother would read stories to me when I was young. This means that on a regular basis, very often, my mother read stories to me when I was young. Or you could say, my mother used to read stories to me when I was young. Again, would and used to are used to express repeated actions in the past. And the last category is a list of six one-word modals that are used to express degrees of certainty. This means how sure or certain are you that something is true? And the range can be anywhere from 100% certain to 0% certain. The strongest modal with the highest degree of certainty is will. The weakest is could. So the one-word modals that are used for degrees of certainty are will, must, should, might, may, and could. And there's a few phrasal modal equivalents. Will is equivalent or equal to be going to, and should is equivalent to ought to. So let's look at the example sentences here. 100% certainty, 99 to 100% certainty would be expressed like the first sentence. I will succeed if I try my best. I am going to succeed if I try my best. That is a very strong statement. A little bit weaker statement can be made with the modal must. The grass is wet. It must be raining. This is a logical conclusion that the speaker is drawing. Because the grass is wet, it makes sense that it rained. Therefore, it must be raining. I am 95% sure that it is raining. A little bit weaker still is the word should, might, and may. His plane should arrive at 9 o'clock p.m. That means I'm pretty sure, but I'm not 100% sure. His plane might arrive at 9 o'clock p.m. That's a little less certain, around 50% or less. We may see a movie tomorrow. That's also about 50% or less certain. And probably the weakest sentence in this list would be the last one. We could see a movie or go to the beach tomorrow. After you study the list above, try the drag and drop activity to test your knowledge.